fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore for the second hour of today's show. Today is Friday in November, year of our Lord, 2017. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we were supposed to have Dr. Phil Myers on the second hour, but apparently there's been some kind of emergency come up, and he will not be able to join us, so this will be open lines today. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Call in, we'll talk about anything you want to. I really don't have anything planned for this morning, but I guess one of the things we can do is go through some of the news. I was just looking. Apparently, Europe has a little problem with a radioactive cloud sort of hanging over it. From what I'm just scanning this headline and a couple of paragraphs into it, it's been ruled out as an accident in a nuclear reactor. Apparently, something has gotten loose from perhaps some kind of treatment type radiation used in medicine, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But anyway, it's something to pay attention to. It's not at all something to be worried about. You know, we're not talking about huge amounts, but it'll be curious to see where that came from. Well, let's see what else is going on. Haven't read this one yet. Superhumans, chips and brains to delete memories and fight disease. Well, what can I say? For me, no thanks. Memories are what make me who I am, and I think that applies to most people. I don't need any piece of electronics in my brain deleting stuff. I got enough problems remembering what I had for supper last night. Okay, apparently Trump is really going big guns over there in Asia. I just saw a headline here a minute ago. I don't know where it's at now. But basically 37 major deals for U.S. companies since he's been over there bouncing around Asia. That's a good thing. He said he was going to bring jobs back and in business back to this country. He's delivering. I guess the Democrats are probably going to be quite upset about that. I hope they're really upset. I think the guy's doing pretty good. Okay, what else is going on? A 50,000-year-old lion cub raises hopes of real-life Jurassic Park. Well, folks, I saw this thing yesterday. A picture of it, and it is just typical, you know, dehydrated, dried out 50,000-year-old dead lion cub, but I guess they can get DNA out of it. Now, I don't know how wise it is to bring stuff back that's been gone that many years, but people smarter than me are dealing with this stuff that I think certain species and subspecies of animals go extinct for a reason, in my opinion. I just don't see why we want to bring them back. At least they ain't doing those big old dinosaurs yet, but that's the problem. Let's see what else we got. I guess everybody knows what's going on there in Saudi Arabia. Apparently, in a consolidation of power move and a refinancing move, to say the least, $800 billion in new money that's being taken from some of these Saudi princes and businessmen, the crown prince is killing two birds with one stone, getting rid of any political, what's the word I'm looking for, any of his future political foes. Is what I'm trying to say, and also bringing in a whole bunch of cash for his kingdom. It's going to get interesting. And of course, Saudi Arabia has also accused Lebanon by means of Hezbollah of declaring war on it, and also says that Scud missile that was fired at Riyadh a few days ago constitutes an act of war by Iran. Well, I would recommend folks just keep an eye on what's going on. Again, nothing to get upset about, but it's definitely different than what the status quo has been since the 70s. So it's, again, could get interesting. Anyway, folks, today is open lines, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give me a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about something current in the news. We could go to gardening. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Just give us a call, 800-313-9443. Now, let's see. What else is going on here? World. Let me switch over here to Zero Hedge for a second. I can get them. Here we go. Well, tax reform is, I don't know where that's going to go. I haven't taken the time to really look through it and see what it does or doesn't do. But, for those people with tax liabilities, it'd probably be a good idea to do so. Setting the stage for war. U.S. Air Force says missile targeting Saudi capital was Iranian. Well, I don't know if the manufacturer of a weapon makes that much difference. It's who pushes the button or pulls the trigger that makes the difference, in my opinion. But I guess it does, in fact, look like that Iran is going to be set up to be the bad guy in whatever's coming down the road here in the near future. For those of you that own Bitcoin, I will make an assumption that you have been watching the prices over the past few days. basically bouncing between mid 6,000 to 8,000 level, and then back again and up again and down again. Of course, volatility, I get, is where most people make their money, I assume. I don't know, if I had it, I might just be forced to sit on it and not even look at the price, just let it sit there for a while and see what happens. Okay. Anyway, like I said a minute or two ago, apparently Trump is really delivering in Asia. I don't know what all these deals are he's done. I haven't read the actual articles yet. I was just looking at headlines, but I'm seeing the same thing on Zero Hedge. Basically, Trump saying that he will not allow the United States to be taken advantage of like it has been in the past so many times on so many deals. He's doing things right. Okay, what else we got? The Antarctic supervolcano is melting the ice caps from within. Okay. That was one I didn't expect. I don't doubt it. It makes sense. But I just wasn't expecting that one. This is on Zero Hedge, folks, if you want to read the article. It might be interesting for those science buffs out there. Anyway, like I said, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to today. I have no real limits on what we can talk about, so give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to. Okay, well, winter is coming on relentlessly. Right here this morning, I think it's 24 degrees, or it was about time I got up. It's a little bit higher than that now. Might be a good time if you have a fireplace or a furnace with a chimney to make sure that it's been cleaned, brushed out, whatever, however you have to clean yours. We use a chimney brush and a long piece of rope. It's something you really don't want to neglect. Flue fires are a pain in the butt, not to mention very dangerous and can be very, very costly. So that might be something you want to think about getting done if you haven't already done it for this year. Facebook founder warns, God only knows what it's doing to kids' brains. It's a social validation feedback loop. You're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. Well, I'm surprised they're admitting it. There's nothing that we didn't already know. All right. We've got our first caller this hour. We've got Diane on the line in Phoenix. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jim. I was wondering on what sort of programs people might have around the nation on growing things and seed saving. I recently attended a with the Urban Farms, where they brought in seeds that you could buy at one-third or one-fourth the cost, and they were in measuring cups, and they used popcorn containers to put the seeds in, and then you put them in baggies, and they had little labels from business cards that told about the seeds and how to plant them and all. And it just seems to me that if they have something like that in other areas also, and ways people to learn how to grow, that would be wonderful hedge to have your own healthy garden. And if there's like in our area, we have a very alkaline soil, so it's like an 8.5, and which makes it, if I want to grow blueberries, which like 6.5 pH, that they I have to do it in pots and have special water for them. And so being aware of your area's growing seasons and abilities and capacities and being able to have the seeds, this seems like a wonderful thing to be able to do.
I agree. It does sound wonderful, Diane. I'm not aware of any programs like that nationally. I mean, there may well be, but I've never researched it. But that would be something for folks to look at. Of course, the internet offers a wealth of information on just about any cultivation that exists. Here we buy our seeds at the farm supply store up the road, and for the most part, and I'll buy some mail order each year from an heirloom seed company down in Mansfield, Missouri, or that general area.
There's also seed saving classes that I was taking, which are very helpful and go into the genetics of how seeds are geared towards what you want. And there are seed savings classes that you can learn about saving seeds. In fact, that's what they used to do at the beginning of the 1900s. Everybody saved their own seeds.
Right, right. Yeah, you're absolutely correct on that. And here about 2 years ago, if I remember correctly, there's some obscure federal law that now makes that illegal. But I haven't seen any enforcement or heard anything about it, so I wouldn't worry about it in the least. So,
Would be fairly certain, although I don't know the specifics on the law, that you would be able to do it for your own use and your own community type thing.
I would think so. I would hope so. But what we got to remember is, Diane, the government doesn't make sense. Logic does not apply. That's the only problem. But like I said, I wouldn't worry about it. I would just do what I wanted to do anyway, and to heck with any laws. That's just me, though. I'm not telling anybody to do anything they shouldn't. There's right and wrong, and then there's legal and illegal.
They have community gardens here. That are in some of the poorer areas. And the people that own the land get a tax break for having a garden grown on it. So it's a win-win situation. And
wow.
I remember that, like in the Depression, that there were the Liberty Gardens, and some cities that were required for people to keep chickens.
Wow, now that I didn't know. Of course, Depression was way before my time, but I didn't know that they were required to keep chickens. That's a good thing, though.
In some communities,
in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a good thing. Of course, we've got chickens here, and I love chickens. We listen to them. We watch them. Right now they're all penned up because predators have been so bad this year, but normally we've got some walking around out in the yard, and I love having chickens.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does. Absolutely it does.
And some communities are...
All right, Diane, we've got our break. You're welcome to hang on through the break if you want. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Diane on the line.
Diane, are you still there,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes, I am. Excellent. I was, with urbanfarms.org, and that's
urbanfarms.org, okay.
I had the Great American CDEP. I've done that for 2 years, where they have in the Baptist Church, they have a setup where you can come in for a couple of days and pick up a whole bag full of seeds that you can store in your freezer, or you can grow or give as gifts. And they have also classes on seed saving, and any community that might be interested in doing the same thing in their area, and contact Greg Peterson at the urbanfarm.org. I took a permaculture design class through them last fall, so they're he has lots of experience and lots of contacts. does lots of classes in growing food basics and animal husbandry and aquaponics and all kinds of things. He gets people from all over the nation to attend these online classes. But at any rate, that was, if you have other people interested in doing their own seed-saving thing, say, and contact Greg Peterson at theurbanfarm.org to find out how they can do it in their own community.
Yeah, I would say that's a wonderful idea. I mean, we live in a very rural area, at least I do, and well, John does too. And we don't even have anything like that. But it might be worth making a trip to a city, to go to some of those classes. It would be interesting, to say the least. We have to check up on it.
Very
I wasn't
helpful.
Even aware of it.
I'm a master gardener and a master food preserver, and I'm with the Irby's and the Rare Fruit Growers, and I still learned a lot on his classes.
Okay. Now, you said that was urbanfarms.org, correct?
Yes, correct. Urbanfarm.org.
Okay. I'm trying to go there right now, but apparently I typed something in wrong. I guess that site's down for a minute or something. Apache server at worldwideweburbanfarms.org, port 80 is what it's saying. And I know exactly what that means. It just means that there's access. I think some of their content must be down right now. But that's okay. It'll be back up, I'm sure.
What they're doing right at the moment is they have a fruit tree program where you can pick up fruit trees.
Really?
Also, the rare fruit growers bring them in from California. And we're part of the California Rare Fruit Growers Association in Arizona, and we have meetings once a month that has wonderful classes on how to grow, like, cacao trees and grow your own chocolate.
Wow.
And moringa trees and all different kinds of fruit bearing the tropical trees in this area a lot. But I'm sure they have something similar to that in the other areas. As I know that they have meetings like in Florida and such too.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the website now. I was right. It came right up. Looks like this website is just chock full of all kinds of information. Urbanfarm.org, folks. I think it'd be worth your visit. It has a lot of information. Okay, Diane, we got our bottom of the hour break again. You're welcome to hold on if you want to. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John today on Friday, the 10th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. And right now we're talking to Diane from the Phoenix area. We're talking about seeds and gardening in general. And go ahead, Diane. I'm sure there was something else you wanted to mention.
Well, actually there is. I've been taking classes on herbalism through Dr. Patrick Jones, who's a veterinarian out of Idaho. His website is thehomegrownherbalist.net.
And homegrownherbalist.net, okay.
And he's a veterinarian and a herbalist and a naturopath, and he teaches classes in that area. And I have traveled to Salt Lake City to take some of his in-person classes, although most of them are online. The education is wonderful because he has such a diverse background. People come to him also with their medical needs. And he's an interesting person. He has a couple of acres of land that he, 1 acre that he puts in herbs. And he has 15 children, of all different colors. So very interesting person.
Sounds like it.
And so
acre of herbs. I mean, that's a lot of herbs. That's 200 feet by 200 feet. That's a lot of herbs.
Well, he has on his site, he has all different kinds of herbs that you can buy, or tinctures. And he does them, prepares them all himself there on site.
Cool. Sounds like a very interesting gentleman.
There's also through Marjorie Wildcraft and through the grownetwork.com, they have a classes on herbalism that are more what I call the mommy courses, which basically is for courses that I think that mothers used to know all, and they could be good to get back to learning how to deal with normal everyday problems that you could be having. And they're not like you're getting a certificate, but they give you a lot of background on becoming proficient at taking care of your family.
Right.
And that
is a skill that most people in this country have lost. When it comes to feeding your family, taking care of your family or their family, most people have lost that. We're all so connected to these, huge grocery stores and Walmart and big box stores that nobody really, or very few people actually get out there. Even in an area like I live in, not many people actually grow a garden anymore. It's a lost set of skills that I'm afraid one day will be absolutely necessary.
Right. And there's simple things that can help you on different situations. Like I got stung by a scorpion, and I used herbs to get through it. And that was very helpful to have that knowledge.
Oh, I'm sure. Also, just out of curiosity, what herbs did you use to treat the bite? Or was it something you took internally? Or tell us about that. This is very good information that people can use.
There's a man here in Phoenix that uses mugwort and sage.
Mugwort and sage, okay.
The ones I used, I did not have and mugwort and sage. I had a emergency kit from Dr. Jones that I had purchased, and I used a thing called venom and sting because you can't say that it will help or heal or anything like that. A combination of dandelion root, echinacea, marshmallow, and plantain. And I put that on the sting, which was on my foot, and as a poultice. And then I took also that same concoction and internally. And I waited. It was a fairly good sting because my hands and feet went numb. And my throat felt like I had something stuck in it. So I did not go to sleep. I just kept on taking changing the poultice every couple of hours and taking also internally the same herbs. And within about 4 hours, it had reached its peak, and then it started abating. It continued abating for about 12 hours before a lot of the symptoms were gone, where I could start feeling my hands and feet again, and the my feet swelled up like they have, they were little pillows, and I took organic apple cider to take the swelling down, and that did help. It took about 36 hours all told for all of it to go away.
And those scorpions can be some nasty, nasty things. Unfortunately, I've only been stung by one in my whole life, and that was between my fingers on my left hand, and I think it was more of a scratch from the stinger than an actual real hard sting. But, boy, did it hurt. I mean, that was just incredible pain.
Right. Definitely. And so Dr. Jones, homegrownherbalist.net, also says that he had a daughter who got stung by a, like a spider, a brown recluse. And
right.
That she came home from college, and she treated that with the herbs, and she lost no tissue on her hands.
Oh, that's excellent.
She got, and that's the good news to me, too, because I have a friend that got stung by a brown recluse on his back that was in the hospital for a month and lost enough tissue that he could stick his fist in it. And from what I'm understanding with Dr. Patrick Jones, that when you put these herbs on it, it neutralizes the venom, and you don't have the tissue necrosis.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So I'm just giving a plug for herbalism that out that Mother Nature has been very wise in providing supplies next to those areas that have problems.
Right.
To help them overcome things like snake bites, black widow, jojoba spider, brown recluse, and then there's a whole host of things that you can do for things like asthma and all that don't require pharmaceuticals. And so I've been enjoying learning about all of the, I'm not finished yet, but I've been enjoying collecting seeds for all of these also to be able to grow my own herbal garden.
Well, I mean, that's a very, very good thing that you're learning that information and that you're actually taking action and growing the stuff. I think if you were to call in on my show tomorrow, which is 10 to 12 Central right here on this network, you and my wife could probably have quite a delightful discussion on herbs and herbal remedies. She's into that big time. She knows so much more than I do.
To have a variety of people in your household that have different skill sets.
Correct. Yes, and that is very important. And believe me, on this farm, we can do it all. I'm not bragging, but that's just the way it is. We can do it all.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. My daughter is very big into veterinary medicine. My wife does the herbal stuff and cooking, and my son-in-law is a carpenter, well, somewhat of a carpenter, mainly a roofer, and I do electrician and work and plumbing and mechanics, and so, you know, we've got pretty much everything handled here.
I think that is the way that we should go more as a society rather than the strict specialization that we've been geared towards.
Oh, I agree.
If we can go back towards the more Renaissance attitude of each person maybe not being an expert at it, but having enough of a background that they can take care of their own family.
Right, exactly. You know, and another thing we specialize in, out of necessity, is we seem to be able to create whatever we need out of absolutely nothing. You know, I don't really know how to say it, but, you know, if there's something we need and we can't go buy it, we can make it. And I'm very proud of that fact. It instills a sense of pride in me knowing we can do that.
That's quite innovative. And that's one of the cornerstones, I believe, of the American spirit is to be innovative.
Right. I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And I wish more people could do that. But, some members of my own family that live in urban areas quite literally will call an electrician to change a light bulb.
I've heard that before.
I just can't get over that. You know, I'd much rather do it myself, especially when it comes to spending money to have somebody else do it. Anything.
Right.
So I understand exactly what you're talking about, Diane. Are you still there, ma'am?
Well, that's pretty much all that I had. I'm just trying to push for people to take care of their own health, do it where they do it before things start happening bad, and
right.
Keep good health with nutrition and lack of toxins and becoming physically active and keeping your mind active too.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Absolutely. What can I say? You know, if you don't know how to do something, folks, learn how to do it now before there's a gun to your head or the situation's so dire that it's a do-or-die situation. Learn how to do it while the pressure's not on. You know, that would be my recommendation.
My son is changing a head gasket and has taken apart the whole truck with no
right.
experience, just watching YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. Do it while you can. I absolutely agree, because there could easily come a day when those YouTube available. So I absolutely agree with you. Okay, do we have anything else, Diane?
Nope, that's good. Thank you for the ability to express myself here.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Diane. You call back anytime. All right, folks.
Okay.
Next, we're going to go to Dan in Hawaii on line 5. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Tim. Thank you.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I enjoyed listening to your previous caller. She's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she was, and she had some very, very good ideas, too.
She did. I wanted to ask you, she gave out that the doctor, his website. I thought I could remember it, but I've forgotten it. Did you happen to write that down?
No, I didn't. I was looking at the Urban Farm .org site when she was talking about that. I'm quite fascinated with it. No, I did not write that down, nor do I remember it.
Well, she might call back sometime.
Oh, she might, yes.
Yeah. I wanted maybe to get in touch with him and bring up his website.
It sounds like he's a very interesting person.
Yes.
The only thing I remember she said really was that he had 15 children, and I guess he's out of
yeah.
Salt Lake. But I don't remember the website. My memory is going, Dan, especially my short-term memory. If you ask me tomorrow, I might be able to tell you.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow and ask you.
All right, go right ahead.
Yeah.
The worst that can happen is I don't know.
How are you doing? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm getting used to not having this leg. It's a weird feeling, but I'm doing okay. I'm bouncing around the house, getting where I need to go, and I can get out in and out of the car real easy now, and I'm learning all those little tricks. But still waiting for this stump to heal up 100% before they can start fitting me for an artificial leg.
But yeah, that'll be great.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, Saturday starts deer season, so before the show tomorrow, I'm going to go out hunting. But I'm going to leave right at daylight so I can be back here in the house and warm up by a decent time.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get one. Hey, Dan, you're welcome to hang on. We got our final break. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right.
We'll see you in a minute.
All right.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In November, year of our Lord, 2017, and this is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore for this hour. We're speaking with Dan in Hawaii right now on line 5. Okay, Dan, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good.
How much time have we got, Tim?
We've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Can I talk a little bit about greenhouses?
Absolutely you can.
Yeah, thank you. I think right now you know, the way things are going in the world, you know, there's two sides to everything. We don't know what's going on. But I think anyone that has the wherewithal to get a greenhouse up, I think right now might be a very good time to start prep on that.
I agree.
Get it going, even a small one.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. Yeah, I'm just waiting until I get that artificial
greenhouse
to get ours built.
Yeah. Any greenhouse, at least the way we got it here, you want to run it east to west so you get that sunlight effect, similar to what you would do with a solar array if you were putting it up.
Exactly.
So
yeah, here we run, we're pretty much going to have to run it southwest to northeast, really, to get the full of it. And, of course, we're at a much higher latitude than you are, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as long as you get it into a certain capacity, it'll work. But basically,
right,
east to west, if you can get it. And good,
yes.
The key to that greenhouse, and my dad, you know, he was a fireman, but he was into greenhousing. The key to that is ventilation. You want good ventilation in that greenhouse.
Absolutely.
And, you're pulling cool air in from the bottom on one side, usually from whichever direction the prevailing winds are.
Right.
And then you have an upper on the other side of the structure. Let's say you're pulling it in from the east. That's what we do here. And
right,
then it heats up. The air moves high, of course, because it's heated up. And then you want it out the top of the other side. Now, that's what works.
Correct.
And you can put up a
yep,
trap door, whatever, to open that up. So on a really hot day, you can really open it up on the top there.
Right.
And then, of course, your taller plants, it's always good to have a trellis in there on the north side where you can
right,
grow, like my favorite cherry tomato, the Chadwick, or several other good cherry tomatoes. It could be grown on a trellis running east and west on the north side of the, in the back of the structure.
Right.
My number one pick for a crop still, I believe, is good cherry tomatoes.
Yep. Hey, Dan, hate to tell you, buddy, but we're out of time. I hope you call back tomorrow morning to our show.
I'll try.
We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, nice talking to you, Tim.
Yeah, enjoyed it, Dan. All right, ladies
you too,
and gentlemen,
bye-bye.
That's it for the day. Bye-bye, buddy. Hope you'll join us tomorrow, 10 to 12 Central, on this network, the Rural Survival Show. Hope everybody has a great day, and God bless America. Bye-bye.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.